They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
It is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we have the unique opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a big difference right here in our own backyard and our communities. And our next guest is doing just that. A new company is I think, going to change the way we do things, and I like it. Let me introduce you to Gail Leventhal. She is one of the co-founders of Jabber Yak. And we're going to explain exactly what that's all about in just a minute. Gail, good morning.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to see people in person.
Oh, yes.
It's been a while since we've... And obviously, by your accent, we can tell you were born and raised in Tempe, Arizona.
No, exactly.
Not true, but you are from South Africa originally.
I am.
What brought you to the States, and when was that?
Oh, the old story of following a gentleman. No, I met my husband in South Africa, and... times it wasn't the right time to be in South Africa, and he needed to do some training abroad, so here we are. Well, here. We started off in Cleveland and then moved here.
What is that called?
The Lake on Fire. Same place.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a great place.
All right. Well, good. Well, Gail, we appreciate you coming in, and you've been in business throughout your career. What was the premise behind Jabber Yak? Because it's great. We're going to explain what you guys do, but where did that come from?
So I've been single, I've been to conferences, and one of the things I noticed from my own experience, how difficult it was in these settings to get to talk to people. You know, you move into a large group, you're anxious, you don't know what to say. And so I think at the back of my mind, I was always looking for a fun way to connect people. We went on a family cruise, and my kid was wearing his T-shirt from his med school.
Okay.
And more people stopped him than anybody else. Where are you from? I know somebody from there. I'm also going to be a doctor. And it cemented the idea that people gravitate to what they know and what they're comfortable with. And it's an opening to start a conversation. And both people are open to it because it's not threatening. It's fun. And you know something about that person.
It's very interesting you say that, because my son, he's 13 years old. He plays club baseball, right?
Uh-huh.
And he has a shirt that he wears that says, "Your girlfriend likes my swing." But it's a conversation starter because they all know he plays baseball. Oh, what team do you play for? How old are you?
Right.
What position? So I see where you're going. Okay, so now idea, pen, paper.
Right, so the idea behind Jabber Yak is to get people connected the old-fashioned way, talking.
Mm-hmm.
And how we do this is through using lanyards and T-shirts and other items that we are going to soon be introducing as a fun way to connect people as an icebreaker. And how we do this is we take people's interests, we print them on the T-shirts or on the lanyards or whatever other item, and these are then worn to the events. And at the events, people are given an opportunity to connect with each other on shared interests, and in a fun way. And skip that small talk, take that anxiety out, because you know something about somebody before the first word is even spoken.
So you have given me a couple. I appreciate that. One right here. So the name, that's David, right?
Right.
That would be me. Okay, so now I'm wearing this.
Right.
And in 7 words, what can you say about someone? And then it says, this one's really close to me, by the way. Like, it's almost, I could be David. Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you can see my attire. I'm going to play today. Foodie, yes. Hiking, love. Coffee, sometimes. Arizona Cardinals, diehard. Animal lover, yes. And volunteer. And I have a nonprofit. So,
and that's the whole idea behind it, is if you take people in a group and put their interests on, the chances of you connecting with somebody are huge. You're going to have something in common. And it's just a fun way to approach somebody because it's meaningful and it's on topic. And it opens that way.
So let me ask you this. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Gail Leventhal. Her company is called Jabber Yak. It's a really cool idea. This is going to be for, corporate settings. I mean, it really could be for anything.
It's
it could
for
be
anything.
For speed dating. It could be
Absolutely.
For whatever, right? You did mention the single part. So let me ask you this, though. Let's say I'm hosting an event, right? And I'm going to have 40 of my clients at this event. How do I get there? Like, what's the process? Do you know what I'm saying?
So what will happen is you would approach us. We would then take all your information and the information of everybody coming. We would shoot you guys an email to all the people that are coming to your event. And they go online to our website and they download either the interest that, you know, that they want, or we also have the ability to actually tailor the template. So we've got on our website a huge host of different kinds of interests, hobbies. It covers everything. But maybe you want something different at your event. Maybe you want to know somebody's favorite color. Maybe you want to know what car they drive. We can actually change that template to suit your individual needs for your company. And then what we also do on the back end is we take that data and we provide it to the organizers prior to your event, which gives you the insight into who's coming to your event, so you can tailor your marketing activities exactly to the people who are coming. For example, if you're doing a wine tasting and everybody likes beer, maybe switch it to beer for that night.
Mm-hmm. That is really, really cool. So now, are these things you guys can do on the fly at the events, or
no,
they got to be done ahead of time?
These,
right?
Are,
this is not like a piece of paper.
This is, this is, and there's quite a bit of work behind the scenes.
Sure, okay.
So no. So generally, we have a cutoff time, and for the T-shirts, you've got the lanyard in your hand. It depends on how the numbers. We got a cutoff time because we have to order them. We have to print them, and we have to ship them. So there's definitely, but we can do things, turn them around quite quickly.
All right, so as we continue this conversation with Gail Leventhal with Jabberjack, a year ago, this company makes no sense, right? Because we're not gathering. You know what I mean? Like, we're not getting together.
It did put a little bit of a...
a little monkey wrench.
Right? Out. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Right. But now here we are. We're coming out, I hope, of
Absolutely.
This pandemic. And, I mean, I've been to a ton of events. I've traveled. You know, we all got vaccinated and, you know, whatever. We feel a little bit more comfortable in these, social settings. So as this continues... What's the plan for you to try to get the word out, besides doing radio with me, about Jabberjack? Because there's a lot of companies would love this idea.
Well, you know, the good thing is people are excited to get out. It was a tough year for most. What we've definitely found is that the landscape has changed for us. Mm-hmm. People that we were speaking to maybe a year ago, a little bit are gone. There's no more brick and mortar businesses. There's no more receptionists sitting and answering phones. So it is much more difficult to get out and reach these people. And, you know, we're doing it through word of mouth, introductions, and hopefully people listening to your radio show. And that's how we're doing it, and just getting out and showing what we can do.
It's such a great idea. And I like what you said, because unfortunately, too many times, if you go to these social gatherings, events, whatever it might be, you know, everyone's face in the phone, and you don't want to walk up to that person, because are they just looking at Facebook, or are they answering an important email, right? Here, just old school, talk. You can spend 2 minutes with someone and know more about them than, you know.
But conversation is one of life's greatest treasures. Remember those times where you go to somebody and you would banter with them a little bit, and body language? Mm-hmm. And to a large extent, technology, although on the one hand has been incredible, has eroded in that art of conversation. And people use their personal devices almost as a protection. You go into a large room, you're not quite sure, you're looking around, so you look at your phone as a distraction for yourself,
right?
Or as a protection.
Yeah.
And this way, it's fun, it's non-threatening, it's, you know that somebody's going to welcome your approach because you know something about them. And when we tested this, one of the fun things that came out is somebody had wine on their T-shirt, and somebody else said, what a great opportunity to go to somebody and say to them, hey, can I buy you a glass of wine?
Right.
Because it's on topic and it's fun and it's meaningful.
That is pretty good stuff. Jabberjack is an innovative social engagement company going back to basics, old school. Let's talk. Let's find out what people really are all about. I love talking to people face to face because I can usually decide within about 2 to 3 minutes whether or not I want to continue to talk to this person, right? You know what I mean? Like, I can, which I can't do through an email or, you know, a text or something like that. So I do love the old school feel to it. All right, so let's go back and let people know. If people are interested, they're listening to this, like, what a great concept. Hey, I've got this event. I mean, I'm in the financial planning world, right? We do these events all the time where you get your clients and there's 20 of us at a dinner.
Well, we're going to have to speak afterwards.
Yeah, how cool would it be to have, you know, something like this, and we just kind of goof around and have fun with it? I think it's a great idea. So if there's business leaders out there, companies listening, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Jabberjack.com is our website. All the info's on there. There's an info sheet, or you could even email me at gail@jabberjack.com.
And Jabberjack is Jabberyak.
That is
Jabberjack.
It.
Really cool stuff. I appreciate you coming in, letting us shine the spotlight on what you guys are doing. Now, as far as the staff, are you building it out? Or?
Well, yeah, we're starting. We've got, there are three of us at the moment. Okay. And, you know, one step at a time.
One little step at a time. This is great stuff. Congratulations on getting this thing off and running. I wish you the best of luck. And when you continue to do this and want to have more conversations on air, let us know. We'll have you back.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Gail. That's Gail Leventhal. She is the co-founder of Jabberyak here on Money Radio's Business for Breakfast, our business leader spotlight for Friday.